Hello, and welcome to today's DP Eurasia trading update. Throughout this, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. Just to remind you, this is being recorded. Today I'm pleased to pass you over to Aslan Saranga, CEO. Please begin, sir.
Good morning, everybody. This is Aslan, CEO of DP Eurasia. I have Güvenç Dönmez, the CEO of our Russian operation, and Selim Kender, our Chief Strategy Officer, with me also. Firstly, I would like to give a brief update on our maiden full-year trading statement following the IPO, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. This was another successful year for DP Eurasia. We have managed to deliver all the critical targets according to our management guidance, which we announced at the IPO. We are extremely pleased with our top-line performance for 2017 in both of our main markets of Turkey and Russia. In Turkey, we have achieved double-digit like-for-like growth, an acceleration from the previous year. In Russia, like-for-like is 29%. Group system sales grew by 33%, of which Russian system sales grew by 169%. Turkey and Russia like-for-like growth continues to be mainly driven by the group's online ordering platform. Turkish online system sales grew by 41%, and Russian online system sales grew by 245%. Online delivery system sales, as a share of delivery system sales, reached 52% for the period, exceeding the 50% threshold for the first time. A 9.4 percentage point increase from 2016. 76 new stores were added in the year, bringing the total number to 643 stores, including the 500 Turkish store and the 100 Russian store, with Russia now expanding to cities outside of Greater Moscow. We have opened our first stores in St. Petersburg and Krasnodar. In St. Pete, we have two stores. In Krasnodar, we have three stores now. Store rollout for the year in Russia was ahead of management guidance, with a net of 49 openings. Our Russian commissary expansion is completed, extending capacity of 250 stores. Innovation, both in terms of technology and product, continues to contribute to our growth. We revamped our smartphone apps in Turkey and Russia, both of which received industry awards. In Turkey, we have started rolling out our loyalty program. In early 2018, we launched oven-baked sandwiches nationwide. In Russia, we introduced our mosaic cake from our Turkish menu, as well as the ultra-thin crust pizza offering. The board expects the full-year adjusted EBITDA for 2017 to be in line with the expectation. Thank you for attending our conference call. Now I would like to open the floor for any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, could you please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now in order to enter the queue. And then after I announce you, just ask that question. And if you find that question has been answered before it's your turn to speak, just press 0 and then 2 to cancel. And there'll be a brief pause while the questions are being registered. Our first question is over to the line of Wayne Brown at Liberum. Please do go ahead. Your line is now open.
Morning, guys. Firstly, congrats on your maiden trading update. Very good numbers. Just from my perspective, the questions I'd like to ask are, firstly, on the loyalty scheme that you've just launched, could you give us just some indication if there are any other competitive loyalty schemes, either QSR operators or even through Yemek Sepeti, that you're up against? Focusing then on Russia, the second question there is, clearly you've opened 18 franchise stores in Russia. Can you just give us an indication as to how many franchisees have been responsible for that growth, and just some sort of an outlook and an appetite in what you're seeing from an openings perspective from them in 2018? Then lastly, sorry, on online, clearly an outstanding performance and clearly benefiting from the significant investment you've made in your infrastructure. Can you just give us some flavor on the KPIs and how that's being reflected in average ticket value, basket size, and frequency? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne, for the questions. So I'll start with the loyalty, and then Güvenç can give you more information about the franchise situation in Russia. I mean, there are some loyalty programs in Turkey, but our loyalty program is much different than what has been going on in the market, because it's not a loyalty pro. Well, the one side, what the customer sees is when you buy five pizzas and the sixth one is free. But underneath, we have a really very detailed analysis going on. We have two consultant firms, and we are focusing on the especially one-time customer, two-time customers, to turn them to increase their frequency. So far, we started this CRM activity and the test only in our apps. Results are very, very encouraging. I mean, the frequency numbers has increased. But on the other hand, it's very early to comment on that. It's a very small part of our customers. Plus, the results in app customers could be misleading. By the end of February, we are going to launch our loyalty program to all the digital channels. Then we will have a much better idea for the effects of our loyalty program. About the franchise, Güvenç, could you please explain the franchise situation in Russia? Güvenç?
Your phone may be on mute, Güvenç.
Sure. So basically, in 2017, we have increased our franchise store counts to 18, and in total, we have increased our number of franchisees from 4 to 13. So now we are working with 13 franchisees, and in general, the business performance of these franchisees are very positive. They are working in line with the business plan that we have set together. And the encouraging news is most of these franchisees are very willing to open further stores in 2018 as well. So all in all, I can tell you that we are up to a very good start in 2017.
Wayne, I think your last question was about average ticket price and basket size. Is that right?
Correct. Just trying to get a sense of how online is driving those KPIs, and then maybe you can also throw in there the dynamics between carry out and delivery that you've seen through the estate base.
Okay, Selim is going to answer that.
Hi, Wayne. In terms of ATP and orders, order frequency within the online, we still, as we had explained earlier, we're still seeing a increased ATP and increased frequency on our online channels compared to offline. ATP is about 10% higher, and frequency is about 25-30% higher on that front.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
With with respect, go ahead, Wayne.
No. Sorry, Karen.
With respect to carry on versus delivery, we're roughly around one third takeaway eat-in and two thirds delivery. This has been the continuing trend over the past couple of years, and we don't expect any major deviation from those numbers. You know, up a couple percent, down a couple percent, maybe on a year-on-year basis, but generally in the one third, two third ballpark.
Okay, and then, sorry, just one last question for Givench. With regards to the financing for the franchisee stores in Russia, I suspect that based on the performance of the corporate stores, can you just give us some sort of a sense if these franchisees are seeking bank financing, if they're just very well capitalized franchisees, and if it is bank financing, if there's just an interesting angle there of that the support that they're getting from the banks?
Sure. All of our franchisees are using their own capital. So they are not using any bank credit in Russia.
Okay.
As the credit, the interest rates are quite still high, but
yeah,
they are on the trend to go down. And we are actually currently exploring some opportunities to support franchises by facilitating some bank credits as the interest rates are going down. But generally speaking, our franchises are well-capitalized franchises.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
We are now over to the line of Maria Bezneva at Morgan Stanley. Maria, please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you for taking the questions this morning. My first question is with regards to the expansion plans in Russia. You've exceeded your guidance for full year 2017, and I wanted to see whether you maintain your long-term guidance of 40 to 60 stores and whether you look to add to the three cities that you're in and expand into other cities in 2018.
Okay, Güvenç, can you please give the answer?
Sure. So, first of all, we had a successful 2017, realizing our goals, actually over-delivering our store opening guidance. So we are very, very happy about this. In 2017, we were able to expand into St. Petersburg and also Krasnodar cities. And in 2018, we will continue our expansion. First, answer to your question, we will keep our current guidance of opening 40 to 60 stores per year, and we are not going to change that. And in 2018, we hope to expand in three different parts. One of them is continuing our expansion in Moscow. In Moscow city stores, we will take advantage of the further city stores. In Moscow region, we will expand further because we are increasing our footprint there. And third, in the cities other than Moscow, we will continue expansion. And we are opening stores in Rostov, Voronezh, and other stores will also come throughout 2018.
Thank you. In terms of the like-for-like momentum, obviously very strong across key geographies, could you just give a bit more color on the drivers of the like-for-like? For example, previously you have commented on increasing side dish penetration, some stimulation from the price promotions. Obviously, we see the increased online penetration. But, you know, any kind of comments on improvements in the
sure.
Service speed, et cetera, would be very helpful for both Turkey and
of
Russia.
Of course. Should I answer for Russia, Aslan first, and then you continue with Turkey?
Okay.
So while we're talking about Russia, the strong like-for-like growth came from both order increase and also the ticket increase, which is very encouraging for our growth. The majority of the growth came from, of course, the order increase, given that Russia is still relatively an under-penetrated market. But our ticket increase also has been strong. It has been above inflation, so we are happy about this performance. What is really, really driving this is actually our increasing brand awareness in the Russian, both in Moscow and the other regions that we are expanding. And, of course, particularly online growth is helping us to reach these like-for-like numbers as the online like-for-like is way ahead of our system average for Russia.
Okay. Let me give you some explanation about Turkey. Especially last 6 months, in Turkey we had around 14% like-for-like. I think this is our best results in the last 2 years. And what are the reasons for that? I mean, the main reason is digital. I was always explaining during the IPO that 50% threshold is very, very important. And now in Turkey, we are 49% digital on delivery. So we are increasing our budget. We are digital budget. We are, you know, taking money. I mean, TV budget is remaining stable, and digital budget is growing. And we are constantly investing on internet site, on our internet sites. Right now, our internet sites for both for all of our markets are managed from one system. And we see all the time increase in conversion rates. I mean, for example, in apps, we are up to 40% of the traffic is buying from that. Thirdly, carry-out digital has grown in the last 6 months, the percentage of carry-out digital. And we are constantly coming up with new products according to our customer needs. So combination of all of that increased our sales.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful. In terms of the like-for-like guidance, will the long-term like-for-like guidance for both Turkey and Russia be maintained, or are you making any changes to it?
We are going to maintain our guidance for like-for-like.
So high single digits for Turkey and low to mid-teens for Russia, yeah?
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I know we will be getting audited financials later in the quarter, hopefully. But in terms of the margin dynamics, is it reasonable to deduct from the few comments that you made in the statement that due to accelerated growth in stores towards the back end of 2017 in Russia, that the margin in Russia might not have expanded as much as you know you have previously anticipated, or and that you, as the stores mature in 2018, the dynamics will improve? Or any comments on margins in Russia in particular would be very helpful, actually.
Yeah, I mean, hi Maria, it's Selim. We had explained during the first half as well that you know, growing of the estate in Russia on the corporate front puts short-term dilutive pressure on margins via the store opening costs. You know, once mm-hmm. and as a result of our exceeding our store rollout targets in Russia, that did have some. It is fair to assume that it might have some effect on margins, as would otherwise. But I'd like to remind you that the margin expansion story in Russia is a medium term story, where you know we expect margins to converge to the Turkish levels gradually over the medium term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my final question is on the debt side. With the cost of debt continuously falling in Russia, are you thinking about potentially restructuring the debt portfolio this year? Any comments on that or any thoughts would be helpful. Thank you.
Sure. We are keeping a close eye on the ruble interest rate developments. And as you pointed out, Central Bank of Russia has been step-by-step decreasing the rate. We're in continuous talks with the banks to, with a view towards restructuring the currency if the right opportunity strikes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're now over the line of Ivor Jones at Peel Hunt. Please go ahead, Ivor. Your line is open.
Good morning. Can I ask Maria's question about margin in Russia in a slightly different way? You opened more stores in Russia towards the end of the year than I was expecting. How much will that have dragged on EBITDA? How much will the early stage costs of the stores have had a negative effect on the EBITDA you're going to report for the year?
Ivor, we're not able to go into that level of detail at this point in the trading update situation. We hope to dive into those further when we report the full year results with all the financials, so we can talk about this with the detailed data available for the whole market.
Okay, but in terms of direction, as you've accelerated the opening in Russia, are you finding the capital and operating costs of openings as you expected, and the progress to break even, is that happening at the expected rate?
Yes, it is. Our store opening revenue levels are quite strong. More important, on the mature corporate store base in Russia, we're seeing very similar margins in terms of those stores' contribution to the Turkish corporate stores, which gives us further confidence for the medium-term convergence of the markets in both countries that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. Again, talking about the accelerating growth in Russia, could you talk about what that means for your marketing plans in Russia for 2018, what you're, not the amount of money, but what you're going to be able to spend and where you're going to spend it to drive the brand? Now you're in already three cities and more to come. What does that mean for the marketing strategy?
Ivanch, could you please answer that?
Of course. So, first of all, we have a working model that we were able to grow our brand awareness in Moscow, coming from nowhere, and we took over the awareness leadership in Moscow, and we took the leadership of the business in of the market in Moscow. And this has been driven by the two things. One of them is increasing brand awareness through the offline channel, which is primarily TV and radio. And second is smart targeted investments in online. And we have been able to apply an integrated strategy in terms of communicating our online ordering in TV as well. So anybody who was in Russia were able to see, who was in Moscow were able to see our advertising. And we were able to limit our spending to Moscow because in Russia we have targeted TV capabilities. So as we expand to the other cities, we are going to replicate this model by buying local targeted media in those cities and combining with the online, which is 100% targeted. So we are looking forward to replicate this model in the new cities that we enter. However, when we enter a city, of course, there is a certain period that we want to reach a little bit, penetrate a little bit before we fully activate the TV. So there is some period for that, and normally we bridge that period with radio advertising and also local billboards.
Got it. So you're going to continue to be able to be targeted and not have to move to national advertising.
Yes, and that's the beauty of our model. It is highly scalable, and our marketing strategy is replicatable in other cities as we expand.
Great, thank you. And last question, you talked a lot about competition at the time of the IPO. Is there anything we should have noticed in terms of competitor action in Turkey or in Russia since we were talking last year?
Okay, let me give you some information about Turkey and then Güvenç can comment on Russia. In Turkey, there is not a big change. We are 4.3 times bigger than our closest competitor. We are still the category killer. And we are 2 times bigger than McDonald's, so we are the second largest QSR company in Turkey. And so short answer is there is not a big change. Güvenç?
So in Russia, what we see is a general continuation of the growth of the market. We see that our competitors are also opening stores, and they are also trying to accelerate to their store openings to take advantage of the market growth in general. And we also see in Russia further online penetration in general of our competitors. And in addition to that, we also see that the aggregators are also intensifying competition. So what I can say in Russia in general is this market is growing, and all players are investing into their growth at the same time, but the market is very, very big.
And should we be worried that the Domino's Pizza brand is moving too slowly into some cities? Are you going to find that there are Russian cities where you won't have an opportunity to grow in QSR?
So I think it's a very good question. So far, one of the keys factors, or I would say the defining factors of our success, has been a very, very disciplined execution in our store openings, focusing on the store economics. We are not going to change that. So we will keep focusing on our store economics, be it with the corporate stores, be it with the franchise stores. And this is the most important thing in terms of achieving the long-term and the mid-term success that we are providing in our guidance. So in that respect, I don't think we have anything to worry about. And secondly, it is very important that we choose our, so far why we have been so successful coming from behind and taking over leadership in Moscow was because we chose the right locations, and we trained our personnel well, and we operated them properly with right marketing investments. So as we expand to the cities, we need to replicate these things. So location is important, franchise partner selection is important, and training is important. So we will continue doing them in a very disciplined way to reach the leadership in those cities as well. So that's how we will achieve our goals that we have shared in our guidance.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, just to remind all participants that if you do wish to ask a question or want to ask a follow-up question, please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now, and there'll be a further pause while any further questions are being registered. Okay, we go to the line of Avia Almeida of LBV. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is now open.
Good morning. This is actually his colleague, Emmanuel, from LBV Asset Management. I have two questions, please. The first one is on Turkey specifically. Could you tell us what sort of pricing increase should we expect for 2018? And particularly on your cost of goods sold, things like cheese, etc., is there any particular inflation we should be aware of, or is it pretty much a standard run rate from last year? That's the first set of questions. And the second one is, I believe your main shareholder, the six-month lockup has expired. So if you could say anything about how likely they are to sell. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the question, first of all. Let me give you an answer about your first question. As you may know, in the IPO we have explained that we are constantly performing than the Turkish inflation in food inflation because of our scale and because of our purchasing ability that we developed throughout all the years. But as a strategy, we always reflect the price increases to the customers, but according to the domino's inflation. So it will be the standard run rate. I mean, we will reflect the Domino's food inflation to our customers. Selim, could you please?
With respect to our main shareholder, you are correct that the lockup has expired, but as management, we're not privy to their plans going forward for the divestment of their remaining stake.
Thank you.
Okay, there is another question from Maria at Morgan Stanley. Maria, please go ahead again. Your line is open.
Hello. I have a small follow-up question on Russia and the competitive backdrop. Could you just give us a rough estimate of your current market share and how much it has increased or not year over year in 2017 based on your preliminary estimates?
Güvenç, would you like to respond that?
I think I cannot tell you on the top of my head, sorry for that, about our market share because we haven't updated the numbers. But if you look at the number of the stores that we have opened, actually I expect that we increased our market share as we have grown from 72 stores to 121 stores. And we were ahead of our competition, ahead of Papa John's in that period. So I would expect that we increased our market share, but roughly we should calculate and we should get back to you on this one.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is on the Russian consumer backdrop. Are you seeing any improvement there? Are you seeing better spend or more willingness to spend from the Russian consumer and the ability to trade up, etc.?
In general, I would say we don't necessarily see, the general sentiment is a little bit more positive than before, but we don't necessarily see a big, positive or a negative to our business with the general consumer sentiment, because we always go for the value leadership in the market. So when, for example, 2 years ago, when the sentiment was the most negative, we were growing 40% like for like. So in that respect, that is not a big factor driving our business. As you can see, our numbers are already 29% like for like is very, very high. But I don't think that is driven by the sentiment. This is driven by our results of our brand awareness, service and product quality combined with the price.
Regarding the market share, I can remind you our market shares from the end of 2016. It was 9%. As Güven said, it probably increased a couple of percent. And I would also like to remind you that we are by far the market leader in Moscow. We grew from 76 stores to 116 stores in Moscow right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, as that was the final question on today's call, Aslan, can I please pass it back to you for any closing comments at this stage?
No, thank you for joining the call and for the questions. I hope we were able to give all the answers.
This now concludes today's trading updates. Thank you all very much for attending, and you can now disconnect.